News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Hillary Clinton is guilty.
Well, the FBI doesn't think so, but Donald Trump says it's all rigged.
Unbelievable what she gets away with.
Reacting to the FBI Director James Comey concluding again, Clinton should not face charges over her private server while last Secretary of State after reviewing emails found on Anthony Weiner's computer.
You can't review 650,000 new emails in 8 days. You can't do it, folks.
Now, Trump rallied after midnight in Virginia. Today, he'll hit Florida and New Hampshire and Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina. Clinton will also hit those three states on the day before the election.
My opponent has a very dark and divisive view of our country.
The Democrats have been painting Trump as unfit and offensive. The polls keep showing it's a close race. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the latest poll from the LA Times shows Trump with a 5-point lead nationally. An IBD TIPP tracking poll has him up 2. Other national polls show Clinton in a lead by around 4 points. Polls show a tight race in battleground states such as Florida. Florida, where a new Quinnipiac survey gives Clinton a 1-point edge. Polls in Pennsylvania have tightened considerably. Clinton was up by 8 points there about 3 weeks ago, but that lead has shrunk to around 2.5% on average. In North Carolina, Trump is leading by about a point. Dave.
Rachel, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died in Miami this morning. Janet Reno, who served under President Clinton, she was 78 and had suffered from Parkinson's disease. A Georgia sheriff's deputy is in a hospital, critically injured in yesterday's shooting that left another deputy dead.
This started out as a dispute between neighbors. There were two people, one on an ATV, another on a motorcycle, when one neighbor, unhappy with what they were doing, came outside with a gun and threatened them.
Claire Sims with Fox 5 TV says the deputies were shot responding, and then other law enforcement shot and wounded the gunman. A man's hospitalized in Jackson, Mississippi, the day after being shot by police who say he was naked in his car trying to lure children inside. He then put the car in reverse, attempting to back into an officer responding. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're probably driving right now, sitting comfortably behind the wheel with a tasty caffeinated beverage in your cup holder. Well, if you were driving with Uber, you could be earning money right now, too. That's because Uber is the ultimate side hustle. Extra cash whenever you want. Earning you can turn on and off, just like your car. This isn't just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Visit uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
It's a new day, a fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The speed limit is going down on Highway 6 in the Twin Cities. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced their crews will start changing signs to 70 miles per hour from the OSR exit to College Station South city limits starting this morning. This ends almost 4 years of a 75-mile-per-hour speed limit along the affected 20-mile area. Election Day in Brazos County also means the start of a petition drive outside the 26 voting centers.
A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency will be collecting signatures from those interested in creating a Brazos County Community College taxing district. Committee co-chairman Andrew Nelson says they also continue to talk with Blinn College about supplying locally based workforce training.
They're a partner in our community, and we're going to continue to be talking with them before we make a final decision. And until we do make that final decision, we've got to keep really just preserve those options.
Nelson says signatures of at least 10% of Brazos County voters, which would be close to 11,000, have to be submitted to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board by its January meeting. The response from Blinn College states, in part, a new community college represents an unnecessary burden for local taxpayers and a step backward for local educational services. Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the 29th and Villa Maria campus, wants the RVP committee and an upcoming council meeting.
I say these guys are working hard and it ain't broke. Leave them alone. Try to work with them.
More information's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More than 40% of Brazos County's registered voters participated in early voting. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says almost 42,000 went to the five voting centers the last 2 weeks. More than a third, that's more than 16,000, voted at the College Station Utilities meeting room. Election Day voting is from 7 until 7. More information is online at brazosvotes.org. College Station police received a report of a 7-year-old autistic boy who was last seen Saturday night on Dominic between Munson and Westover. After CSPD issued a public notice yesterday morning, it took just over 1 hour to find the youngster. He was in the game room of a fraternity house on Athens. Three College Station police vehicles were struck by a pickup driven by an accused drunk driver Saturday during the midnight hour. The patrol units, which were unoccupied, were parked with lights flashing at the scene of a crash near Northgate at University in Polo. 21-year-old Colin Weiss of College Station is accused of driving through reflective cones before striking the police vehicles. No information was released about the first collision. Bryan police responded to reports of armed robberies at three convenience stores in a 5-hour period Friday night. At Cash's Food Mart, Mini Mart, and Bryan Food Mart, one to two men entered the store, displayed guns, and ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. BPD is also investigating a holdup that took place Saturday night at the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan and the Freeway. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at news at 8:30 this morning, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life. Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let Two Video transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film in almost all video formats. Two Video is located in South College Station and online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning. It's 8:10. The weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here's some numbers.
Considerable cloudiness today. There's the potential for some showers and storms, though right now the activity is well to our south and to our east. We're going to be 75 to 80 later today. There may be a shower or thunderstorm into tonight. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11. Hello.
I don't have anything to say really today.
Oh, really? Circle the date.
Just wait. Yeah. I did want to make at least one last phone call while driving 75 on the freeway and making a phone call on my cell phone.
Ooh, you're such a rebel.
Man, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're shaking your fist at the man. Uh-huh.
The signs are still up in College Station at 75.
All right.
And I read that press release carefully, and I know that until those signs change, it's still legal. So I will tell my grandchildren about the day. No, I won't tell them.
No.
It's a bad idea to do this.
No, they won't
but
tell.
But I just, hey, what are we going to do when our out-of-town guests come to town and they have that Aggieland drive out of town app?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the maps.
Destination Aggieland. Yeah.
Can they use that? Well, I guess someone in their car could use it. Turn here.
And we'll have to talk to the folks about that. Will it pop up and go, "All right, put down your damn phone and don't text"? Right. Will it say
this
that?
Phone
as soon as
better be horizontal in 30 seconds. Buddy.
Exactly. Well, anyway,
I wanted to be able to say I did it one last time.
Shaking your fist at the man. Thank you so much, Mr. Downs, for doing that for us.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing he didn't let us know where he is. So, you know, they'll never find him.
That's right. Yeah. Well, he's okay. He's okay. He's legal for right now. But remember, when they change the signs, you have to slow down right then. Okay, when you pass the sign is when that speed limit goes into
effect. We have had a few text messages about this topic.
Really?
Yes,
I can't imagine.
Right? Yeah. One of them said, slowing down driving through Bryan College Station is great. We slow down when we drive through neighborhoods. We also slow down driving through Dimebox, Calvert, etc.
There you go.
And then this one came in also saying, lower speed limits won't be any safer unless people start merging at the highway speed.
Oh, now just stop it. What, you think that's what the purpose of those things are? As they've mentioned before, they're not entrance ramps, they're acceleration lanes.
Yeah, they are.
They are acceleration lanes.
But you have to cross two before you get to the one you need to be in.
Yeah. And then, of course, and then they're the violent deceleration lanes, which are the ones like when you're trying to get to Barron Road. No, actually, you're trying to get to Graham Road. You take the Barron Road exit.
It's like,
yeah, the pull wire over there. So that's it.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because then if you have an accident, Winslow's is right there. They'll come out and push the car into the lot.
Yeah, you don't got nowhere to go, yeah.
But, I mean, that situation happens. Mm-hmm. And again, all right, so did Frank Sinatra steal stuff from an Emeril Lagasse restaurant?
Oh.
In the National Enquirer, they reported, so it must be true.
Of course yeah. The National Enquirer.
Yeah. Emeril Lagasse accused Frank Sinatra of stealing the silverware after eating in one of his restaurants. Word is the hotel manager called the next day to tell him they had the flatware, and Emeril claims that it was, quote, an interesting evening.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet it was.
He's Frank. He was Frank Sinatra, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
take my silverware.
He
it's
could
fine.
Let him have
he
it.
Probably
yeah.
do that if he wanted to, and certainly it's not something you'd call him on.
Yeah.
All right. This is the best news ever.
Ever.
Uh-huh. Fire personnel were called to an emergency in Kingroy, Australia, a town northwest of Brisbane. A fire had taken over the Sun Pork Fresh Food Swickers Bacon Factory and quickly engulfed the building. Nearby homes were evacuated for safety. Paramedics were called in, although thankfully nobody was hurt. and the smell was just amazing for miles and miles away.
I love bacon, and I love the smell of bacon, but I don't know about
I don't know that we want buildings burning down so we can smell bacon.
No.
All right, so here we go. Now it's time to talk about being patient. Yeah, I know. Okay. Sometimes it's hard to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You want the movie to start.
Uh-huh.
You want your restaurant meal to be over with.
Yep.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic jams drive you crazy.
Oh.
So what do you do?
Well, I'm patiently waiting. Hurry, Scott, hurry.
That's right. Ways that you can trick yourself into being more patient. Okay. The fact that you're tricking yourself into being more patient, these may work once if you're lucky. First, put some distance between your thoughts and the object of your obsession. So if you find yourself eagerly waiting for your meal to arrive, take the opportunity to practice mindful meditation.
Oh, at the restaurant?
Yeah, with other people at the table.
Yeah.
Right.
Never mind them. They're in the middle of mindful
meditation. Excuse me, I'm meditating.
Yes. That guy.
By focusing on your present surroundings without judgment, your impatience will melt away. Okay.
I doubt it.
This is from the Fast Company, by the way, if you want to go to their website. And if you don't, that's okay, too. If that doesn't work, then try choosing a distraction to keep yourself occupied. Find another person to talk to. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Unless you're dining alone, that might be a little odd.
Definitely.
How are you?
Anyway, finding another person to talk to is a quick reroute of your one-track mind. 1992 study found, 1992? That's like forever ago.
Ancient.
Wow. How do they even factor cell phones
so
into that?
Way back in 1992, a study found that people who interacted with others during a 10-minute wait were less stressed than those who didn't socialize. That is such crap. I mean, think about it. In 1992, what choice did you have?
Right?
It was before Candy Crush and Facebook.
Exactly.
Now you have in your hand, in your pocket,
the
in your
perfect
purse.
Perfect distraction.
Wherever. You don't even have to talk to people.
No.
May help you remember whatever it is that you were impatient about. 1992.
Where did this article just come up, though?
I got it this morning. It's from fastcompany.com. How to train your brain to be more patient.
Company is kind of slow.
Yeah,
that's what
are.
I would say. When again, how to train your brain. Think about all the things that we have done to train our brains in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
In the last 2 months. Oh, speaking of which, I guess we knew it was finally going to happen. And today it did. There is a letter of apology in the Wall Street Journal from Samsung.
Really?
Yeah. It's on page A9. To our valued customers, at Samsung, we innovate to deliver breakthrough technologies that enrich people's lives. An important tenet of our mission is to offer best-in-class safety and quality. Recently, we fell short on this promise.
You think?
For this, we are truly sorry. As you may have heard or experienced personally, we stopped production of the Galaxy Note 7 device. It goes on from there, but anyway, it finishes up. On behalf of our 17,000 employees across the country, we're grateful for your ongoing support.
Please.
And again, we're truly sorry. Signed, Gregory Lee, President and CEO of Samsung Electronics.
I was going to, I'm having computer problems, or else I was going to play the... we're sorry.
That's okay, but it's right there now, and so you know that they've said that, and it'll be just fine. Because if they hadn't said they're sorry. Yeah. All that to tell you this. First, Apple had its digital assistant Siri. Now the aforementioned Samsung is going to have its own digital assistant named, you ready?
Yeah.
Viv.
Viv. I've heard this.
Okay. Viv. It's all right. Viv. Okay, that's because Samsung picked up Viv Labs, which is a startup formed by the creators of Siri back in October. We did mention that they had picked up that thing. But anyway, so they'll be putting in their Galaxy S8 smartphones if they don't blow up.
Yeah.
Okay. Reuters also reports Samsung is planning to put Viv into its home appliances and wearable technology devices as well. So your refrigerator will be able to tell you to put the slice of pie back, fat boy. Or remember to pick up some milk at the supermarket. Nothing like getting your appliances to talk down to you.
Yeah,
hello?
Hey, I haven't heard y'all talk about the latest WikiLeaks dump with all the DMC emails.
Oh, I haven't seen that. When did that come out?
Last night. Apparently, Wolf Blitzer is soliciting questions for Trump and Cruz interviews.
Oh, really?
From the DMC.
Oh, excellent. I'll go have a look. Thank you. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Just heard a rumor, and I wish you guys could check on it for me.
Oh, we love rumors. This is a rumor.
This is good now.
Okay.
Did all the coaches Sunday, before they had their session with films and all that stuff, had to go do wind sprints and gassers?
Well, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I could see Chief doing that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm more candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
821, despite the fact that he was at the breathtaking speed of 75 and talking to us on the telephone, Ben Downs was able to make it safely into the studio. What are the chances?
The last day, man.
Yeah,
it's just like Chelsea said. Yeah. He's a rebel.
Rebel.
It was the 60s that done it to us.
But again, are we going to keep the flashing signs in College Station forever?
I think we probably should. How many people are going to know that?
That's exactly right. How many people are going to know that? It's got to become a state law.
Well, I even saw on one of the scrolling digital signs outside of Reed Arena, there was a reminder.
It needs to be.
Which
I know.
Is fine.
Students are walking around and maybe
you think
we'll look
they're
up
actually
from
look up?
No.
And it is spectacular to watch somebody just smack right into something while they've got their cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, it
it's
is.
That's good
yeah.
fun.
That is as good as it gets.
I spend my Sunday afternoons just
it's like
know,
watching them text.
Watching.
The meaning of life right
yep.
there. Yeah.
But then again, it's not. And fine, TxDOT. You know what bothers me? TxDOT's a fine bunch of people. I like them.
Sure,
I like
sure.
the guy down there. I like them all. But one day notice is just, you know.
That's crazy.
There ought to be a hearing or something.
Right.
I mean,
well,
No, they don't want a hearing.
Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
We're going to change the signs Monday, and we'll let you know. But fine, 70's fine, whatever.
Fine.
I mean, we got four lanes and $1 million, $1 billion ramps out
yep,
there
sure.
and all. But if that 5 miles an hour keeps us from having to more flipped cars on the freeway, then
yeah,
fine.
I know.
But we know that's not what it is.
No, it's not.
We know it's not. A single car accident upside down in the middle, in the median of the freeway, is somebody trying to check and see what, you know, what's on Fox News.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. So, and
don't do that.
No.
Stop
it. And again, the poor state trooper who has to weave through the people doing 72 to get to the one who did 77,
yeah.
you know, is unfortunate.
That's okay. I had cinnamon rolls this morning. Everything's fine.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's a good day. Now, whatever the speed limit turns out to be.
Wash your ears out with that.
Yeah.
Now, I know in the past you had good friends who lived in London. I don't know, do they
mm-hmm.
still live there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Right.
Well, I mean, not right now. No.
Okay.
They live in Seattle.
Oh, okay. Oh, they went really liberal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Almost every American feels this kinship to England.
Really? Is that true? That was Mary Mike on the phone.
I thought that was music to something that
yeah.
we were going to
yeah.
listen to.
No,
we feel kinship to London?
No, to England.
England,
yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing. You
okay.
know, it's fine.
But do our BFFs across the pond feel the same way
no,
about
No, they probably
us?
Hate us.
They do.
Man.
The UK's Daily Mail
Everyone
reports
does.
British citizens were asked to give suggestions for tourists from the States and what they
go home.
What they should do to avoid causing an annoyance.
Don't tell people you're American.
The top answer in the survey was obvious. Don't insult the motherland or point out that the United States is better in any way.
Even if it is.
Does that mean we can't comment on their teeth either? Meanwhile, it's always also advisable to avoid touchy subjects like religion, tea, or soccer.
Religion and tea are on the same level.
Right. Mimicking accents is a no-go as well.
Yeah, Brad.
They seem very particular about
what
that.
What are you talking about?
They come over here and go, howdy, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't they do that? Also, chick-chat on public transportation is never a good idea. Yeah, chick-chat? Or did they mean chit-chat?
They meant chit-chat.
Okay.
That's a British word, I'm sure.
So we can't make small talk?
You try that in New York sometime.
Well,
when you're
okay, that's true. That's true.
Officer,
tormenting the guards at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, that's just fun.
Yeah. That's being a jerk, and you know it.
And being generally loud.
This is why I've never gone there.
But also, some of that stuff is just stuff you should probably never do anywhere.
Well, but we celebrate being U.S. Americans.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
So going up to one of the guards and then chanting USA. Not a good idea.
Don't do it. Okay. With a cup of coffee now.
Competitive video gaming fans believe one day esports will be just like traditional sports with player contracts and a league champion. Activision Blizzard wants to make that a reality starting as soon as next year. The video game company says it's talking to owners of more than 100 traditional and esports teams to gauge their interest in joining a league for its video game Overwatch that would operate like the NFL and other pro sports organizations. Consulting firm Activate projects esports will make up roughly 10% of U.S. sports viewing by 2020, reaching 88 million fans. China passed a restrictive and long-discussed film law today, banning content deemed harmful to the dignity, honor, and interests of the People's Republic and encouraging the promotion of socialist core values. Booming box office receipts have drawn Hollywood studios and a growing Chinese filmmaking industry into fierce competition for the Asian's giant movie market. On Wall Street, futures sharply higher. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000?
So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45-horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $14,900. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
Google and Amazon's affordable smart home technology sounds good until you consider the hidden dangers. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Amazon's smart home assistant, Alexa, now has competition with a new product called Google Home. It's very similar to Alexa. While these devices are fun, there's a hidden danger lurking behind them and all smart home technology. Researchers uncovered a basic flaw in the wireless technology that controls the Philips Hue smart light bulbs. Through Wi-Fi commands, these LED bulbs create all sorts of moods in your home. And like Alexa and Google Home, they're all part of the smart home movement. But the most recent internet attack was caused when hackers gained access through millions of consumer devices, from baby cams to Wi-Fi routers. It's time for smart home manufacturers to tell us how their products and our homes will be protected with all these new smart home devices. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Election Day voters in Brazos County will not only encounter signs and volunteers for local races, but those collecting signatures to create a new community college taxing district.
A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency, co-chaired by Andrew Nelson, says the petition drives in addition to continuing talks with Blinn College about supplying locally based workforce training.
We also are continuing to preserve the option of having a separate college district in the community. That separate district could mean many things. It could mean a separate community college, but that's probably not the first option. Probably wouldn't be an option. Probably it really is more of a matter of taking direct governance or control through a taxing district.
The response from Blinn College states in part, a new community college represents an unnecessary burden for local taxpayers and a step backward for local educational services. A Blinn College supporter is Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the 29th and Villa Maria campus.
They perform a tremendous function for us. And for somebody else, for them to say that they're not doing what they've asked to do, I don't think that's true.
Nelson says to preserve the option of local control, they must submit at the January meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board signatures of at least 10% of Brazos County voters, which would be close to 11,000. More comments from Nelson and Sutherland, along with statements from the RVP and Blinn, are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 weeks of early voting in Brazos County wrapped up Friday with almost 42,000 participating. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says more than 16,000 went to the College Station Utilities meeting room. More information about Election Day voting, which is from 7 until 7, is online at brazosvotes.org. U.S. Senator John Cornyn will be in the Twin Cities this Friday for two appearances as the featured speaker at a Chamber of Commerce membership luncheon and participating at the Veterans Day program at Veterans Park. College Station police made a DWI arrest after three unoccupied patrol vehicles were struck during the investigation of a crash Saturday during the midnight hour at University in Polo. 21-year-old Colin Weiss of College Station is accused of driving a pickup through all reflective traffic cones before striking the vehicles that had the emergency lights on to block two eastbound lanes of University. Weiss was taken to a local hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries before he was arrested. According to a CSPD statement, a fire engine and an ambulance were already on the scene assisting with the first crash, but no details were released about that collision. At least four Bryan convenience stores were held up by armed robbers during the weekend. The most recent was Saturday night just before 11 at the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan and the Freeway. And then there were three holdups in a five-hour period Friday night, first at Cash's Food Mart on MLK, followed by a call to the Mini Mart on South College, and then a robbery at Bryan Food Mart. Just over an hour after College Station police asked for help yesterday morning in finding a 7-year-old autistic boy, he was found safe less than a mile from his home. The youngster was discovered in the game room of a fraternity house on Athens. He had strayed away Saturday night from the neighborhood on Dominic between Munson and Westover. And the speed limit is going down on Highway 6 in the Twin Cities. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced their crews will start changing signs to 70 miles per hour from the OSR exit to College Station South City limits starting this morning. This ends almost 4 years of a 75-mile-per-hour speed limit along the affected 20-mile area. WTAW News Time is 8:34, 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Mary Jo Prince, a College Station resident and volunteer of more than 20 years. I have a passion for our community's safety and security, especially for our children. That's why I ask you to join me in voting for Dr. Carl Mooney for College Station Mayor. Carl's support of our first responders and his efforts to make sure they have the best resources with which to serve and protect you make him the right choice for mayor. Vote for Carl Mooney.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, Treasurer. Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Abundant sunshine for today, courtesy of high pressure over the eastern United States that extends back into the northeastern part of Texas. Temperatures today, 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, there is the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day, 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe an isolated storm Wednesday, and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's wrong. I'm sorry. I hit that. That was all on me. I'm off over here doing other stuff. It's wrong. It's not 95. Just stop it. It's okay. I loaded up the wrong. Well, we had daylight saving time issues, and it didn't automatically load the weather like it's supposed to. And so I went in to manually force one in, and I forced one in, but I didn't force another in. It's a long story. Just know that it was wrong. Okay. So could Hulk Hogan be headed back to the ring? Yeah, how's that?
Really?
Yeah, even after he got that big money settlement from Gawker.com, his daughter told TMZ that there have been lots of phone calls and hinted fans may see someone on an upcoming edition of WrestleMania. Hulk, of course, was banished from the WWE last year after footage showing him using racial slurs surfaced. He promptly apologized for the language, claimed that's not who I am. I was telling a joke. No, he didn't say that. And was disappointed with myself. Oh, well, if you're disappointed with yourself, then that makes it all better,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, that just means in a year they'll let you back.
Yeah, so anyhow, we'll see what's going on. Common sense starts at home, and this parent isn't setting a very good example. Keisha Shannon of Cincinnati ticked off at her daughter. Oh, hi, Chelsea.
Hey, oh, there we go. I was just about to call you on your cell phone.
Don't take it personally.
I've been in here, Scott.
Hey, well, hello. I'm lost.
It's fine. I had nothing to say about Hulk Hogan. I had a really great joke that would have just made it perfect
All right. Well,
show.
The next time we have a Hulk Hogan, we can save it. Okay. Keisha Shannon of Cincinnati was ticked off that her daughter missed the school bus to St. Joseph Catholic School. Not the one here.
Okay.
It's in Cincinnati. Okay. So she drove after the bus, cut it off, jumped out of her car, and started banging on the door of the bus while screaming at the bus driver, "Did you see me coming up on this bus right then? You going to pick up my baby right now?" That verbal abuse apparently turned physical.
Wow.
Yes, the driver said that she could only think of what the kids were witnessing on the bus during the entire time. She has injuries. They're not life-threatening. Shannon, that's Mama, Keisha Shannon, has been arrested on assault charges. Yes, and there's a video out there.
Oh,
so
boy.
If you want to watch the mama who is assaulting the bus driver, we'll have that for you.
Good role model.
In the meantime, researchers say they have uncovered a flaw in a wireless technology that is often included in smart home devices like lights, switches, locks, thermostats, and other smart gadgets.
Oh, great.
The researchers, Wiseman Institute of Science, focused on the Philips Hue smart light bulb and found the wireless flaw could allow hackers to take control of the light bulbs. This is apparently how they got into Google, how hackers got into Google. The light bulbs. Okay?
Light bulbs.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That and the other thing is, I forget the name of the smart thermostat, and saw one in a house, and it's pretty cool. But, I mean, those are the kind of things that you don't think about.
Right.
The little smart gadgets. I know I bought a recessed LED light, and it had the ability for me to put an app on my phone to control that light. So it may have been one of these Hue lights. I chose not to do it, but just...
Interesting.
I know. The thing... You think you've got a firewall around your computer.
Right.
But do you have a firewall around the lights in your house?
Yeah. If someone hacks into your thermostat and gets your password, then...
Yeah, technology that's supposed to be making our lives easier or more convenient could really be opening it up to...
Right. And these black hat guys who... And among them in their time was Steve Wozniak, who ended up being part of Apple. I mean, they would get together, they would meet in a garage, and would talk about things that they were able to hack into.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result... I mean, they wreaked havoc upon society because of that whole thing going on. So it's not any different now. It's just that now, instead of getting into people's computers, they're going to get into their light bulbs.
More connectivity,
yes,
if you will.
One more thing for you to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, firewalls around your light bulbs.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rises Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Down Syndrome Association, Dr. Reese, and the American Cancer Society. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-47-BIBLE. That's 844-47-BIBLE.
Time to find out what's going on in the arts in the Brazos Valley. And Chris Dyer's here this morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. Brought a guest with you.
I did. We have a relatively, well, brand new affiliate, the Brenham Fine Arts League. Oh. And we were just talking about it. It's one of the most beautiful places and scenic drives, in my opinion, in Texas. And so we have Ollie here to talk a little bit about what they're doing.
Good morning, Ollie. How are you?
Very good.
All right. So tell us the name of your organization.
The Brenham Fine Arts League.
Now, new members to the Arts Council, but you've been around a while.
Yes, we have. We've been in existence since 1956. We were actually established by a group of ladies in their garage who had a love for art and were very talented, and they created, it was called the Brenham Art Club at that point, and it was established in 1956 and shortly thereafter became a 501c3, so it's always been a not-for-profit.
So what do you got going on over there?
Well, we offer classes 5 days a week in all mediums. We have workshops with visiting artists throughout the year that come in and teach for 1 or 2 days and bring in new styles, new techniques, new looks. If we see someone we like, we go find them and ask them to come spend a week and spend maybe not a week, but 2 or 3 days in Brenham. We usually offer guest accommodations and feed and host them and hope that they enjoy our town.
Do you have special events for the Brenham Art Festival? You have a Brenham Art Festival, or you have something that you do like that?
We do not have a special art event. There was one a few months ago, Texas Art and Music Festival. We were open, not a heavy participant. I look for us to see more and more and more art activities in the Brenham area. There have been several other galleries in addition to ours, which is the Downtown Art Gallery, and we're located at 113 West Alamo in downtown Brenham. And there's been several other art galleries to open up. So I think Brenham's caught the art bug.
Yeah. Well, again, as new people move into the area, they bring their talents and abilities to it. And so as a result, so with that in mind, if somebody's hearing about this for the first time and they would like to, well, just be active in arts in Brenham, what do they do?
They come by the art gallery. That is our front. We have a secondary organization that we formed that is also member managed. We're a totally volunteer organization. We have about 90 members in our league. We have about 60 artists that are displayed in our gallery. We're a non-judged or non-juried is the art term, meaning that anybody can participate. If you're willing to volunteer, work your days, participate in our league, you can become a member of our gallery, which is an LLC, for $10, and you are a stockholding member. You work anywhere from 5 to 7 days a year and running the gallery, and your art is displayed and for sale. We change out our art every 4 months. It totally turns over. All the art is taken down. All new pieces come in.
So what media are represented right now, for instance?
We have oils, acrylic, pastels, watercolor, sculptures, wood turning, blown glass, fused glass, stained glass, jewelry, sculptures, pottery. So I think we pretty well cover
you
everything.
Cover it all, and if not, then you can also be introduced into new things, too.
Correct. We've also got several artists that are on the found object art wagon.
Oh, okay.
And one of them was at, we had an event last weekend to open our new teaching area that we were fortunate enough to receive a grant from LCRA, Lower County,
no.
Lower Colorado River Authority.
Right, uh-huh.
And they were generous enough to help us with a grant. We used that money to gut the rear of the building and create almost state-of-the-art teaching area. Previously, we were forced to use our front area of the gallery as a multi-use facility. So this is a huge step up for us. Next up on our agenda is focusing on our gallery and improving it.
Okay, tell us the name of your organization again so they'll know.
Brenham Fine Arts League, okay. And the Downtown Art Gallery.
And you have a website?
Yes, we do, BrenhamFineArtsLeague.com.
Cool. Thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
What else you got for us?
Oh, as usual, it's busy, busy. We have World Fest on Saturday the 5th. That's a great event, great cultural event in our community. We also have our Navasota Artists in Residence open house on Saturday the 5th. It'll be from 2 to 4, come and go. I don't remember what time the A&M game is, but, you know, still come out and check that out.
Sure.
And then on Thursday the 10th, we have Embodiment, which is a Texas A&M Department of Viz interactive exhibition that we're opening at the Art Center at 6 on 2275 Dartmouth Street in College Station.
Right there by Wolfpin Creek, right?
Yes.
And the address, website?
acbv.org, and that has all the details of all our events and our affiliate events listed.
That's a deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Busy times at the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and Mary's here this morning. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Thank you, Scott.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
If you've been listening to Bravo Brazos Valley, know that I love Texas historical markers. And now I'm on Washington Street, the main street in Navasota. And I came across a fascinating building, and it's got a historical marker right on the side. It was placed here in 1980, and it designates the Mickleboro Building. Yeah, the Mickleboro Building. And let me read you about it. Eliza Johnson, who died in 1876, had this building constructed in 1874, following a fire which destroyed several structures on the block. It was made of limestone rubble to comply with a city ordinance requiring all new construction to include fireproof materials. August Horst, who died in 1920, a local investor, bought the property in 1877 and sold it 2 years later to his wife's brothers, E.P. and J.H. Mickleboro. Members of their families owned it until 1929. The building has housed a saloon, a grocery, a confectionery, ice cream parlor, and offices for attorneys and dentists. It's right here on Washington Street, and it's right next door to another fascinating building that I really want to find out more about, and I will. It's the Chinsky Building since 1861. Now, how do I know that? Because that's what's engraved on the top of the building. Chinsky's since 1861, and it's a business here at 117 Washington in Navasota. And so, obviously, I wanted to know who were the Chinsky's. And obviously, they have a lot of history in Navasota. As a matter of fact, there is a book of Navasota history called The Navasota Bluebonnet, 1854 to 1954, and the person who put together the manuscript for that book was Miss Maureen Chinsky. As a matter of fact, tragically, she died during the time that she was writing the manuscript, and it never got finished. But there's lots of information on that about Chinsky, her family. As a matter of fact, the first telephone operator in Navasota was Mrs. L.L. Chinsky. Her maiden name was Camp, Miss Jessie Camp, L.L. Chinsky. There's a lot of history in Navasota, and I'm just really going to enjoy telling you more about it from time to time on Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Tom knows who the first operator was. See, he's a wealth of information because of that.
He really is.
We learn all sorts of stuff.
All sorts of things.
All right, so having a baby can cost a small fortune. We know that, which is why so many moms and dads count their blessings if they're able to dodge a few of those fees.
Yeah.
Too bad that didn't happen for Paula D'Amour. Did you hear about Paula?
I did not hear about Paula.
This is in Florida, of course. New mom gave birth in her car. And still got billed for the full delivery from the hospital.
Paula
and her husband say the nurses from the Boca Raton Regional Hospital did assist with the rest of Paula's delivery in the hospital parking lot. Dad said he caught the baby's head before they ever showed up to help. The new parents are scratching their heads as to how they're going to be able to pay the bill for the delivery room that amounted to $7,400.
Yikes.
Well, all I'm saying to you is if you get off for $7,400 for a baby being born, you probably got off easily.
Yeah,
just saying.
You're doing all right.
Just saying. But still, the fact that they just came out.
Dirty pool, you know.
And then there's Lauren. Very nice. Then there's Lauren Page Smith. She's digging in her lunch and pulls out a French fry. A bird is nearby. She's sitting in a park. She hands the bird the French fry. Moments later, the 19-year-old is handed a $31 ticket for littering.
What?
She told authorities, well, the bird had finished the fry, so there was no litter to be had. But she was still fine. She refused to pay the fine, carried on with her life after the incident, which happened in July. But last Thursday, she received a letter in the mail summoning her to court. It says she dropped the litter, which is an offense under Section 87 of the Environmental Protection Act, whatever. Her fine has been escalated now to $125. She's expected to show up in court on November the 15th or suffer the consequences.
Wow.
Yeah. That's... And again, the bird ate it.
Yeah, it seems a little much.
It does seem to me that there is no litter if the bird eats it. All right, we'll keep you posted.
Howdy, I'm Steve Beachy, former director of Parks and Recreation for College Station. I'm also a proud supporter of Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols. John has called College Station home for over 40 years and has chaired the Parks and Recreation Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission, served as a city council member, and Mayor Pro Tem. He has also served his community as president of the College Station Noon Lions Club, the Brazos Valley Symphony, and the Arts Council. Please join me in voting for John Nichols for mayor of College Station.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign, Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Here we are in November, and if it weren't for my TiVo that I have from Suddenlink, I would be missing some of my favorite shows. I like to watch those nerdy shows on CW like Flash and Arrow and all that stuff. And thanks to my TiVo, I get to watch them. I go to bed early. Sometimes I don't always catch them when they're on. But Suddenlink has me hooked up. They can hook you up, too. Also, right now, you're going to need that internet, and they got 50 meg internet for you, as well as TV and phone for just $79.95 a month with a two-year guarantee. Three powerful services, one low price. Just make the switch. Give them a call today, 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com for more information. They've got unlimited data plans that you're not going to want to forget to ask them about. You can get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices. Also, lots of good stuff on demand is either out or coming out. Like right now, you can watch Star Trek Beyond or Bad Mom. So like I said, you're going to want to make that switch. 877-694-9474 or visit Suddenlink.com to get more information on Suddenlink for your home. That's Suddenlink.com. Do it today.
This Veterans Day, Alan Honda reflects on the courage that drives a person to dedicate his or her life to service and put sacrifice above self. We admire their sense of duty to give back to this country that has given us so much and their sense of honor in defending the freedoms of this blessed land. As for us, we're driven by gratitude for all who've served. Shop Alan Honda's huge inventory sale today and join us in remembering the heroes who've served this great nation.
If you have missing or failing teeth, All on 4 Dental Implants by Dr. Michael Reese will give you a complete set of new teeth in one day at one location at an all-inclusive price. Attend our free seminar to learn more about All on 4, see actual patient results, get your questions answered, and enjoy complimentary food. All on 4, the new choice for all new teeth in just one day. Register at drreese.com or 846-6515.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, but wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order your Cafe Excel Thanksgiving dinner at CafeExcelBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a Thanksgiving meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Hey, I've got a question about you.
I've got an answer. We'll see if they match up.
Well, this is the thing. You talked about the girl who gave the bird a French fry.
Yes.
And got fined for litter.
Mm-hmm.
That assumes that the bird ate the French fry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it became something other than a French fry.
Oh,
and that would be litter.
That's it. It was recycling, so to speak. He repurposed the French fry.
So now you can't recycle?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still biodegradable either way.
Yeah, right.
I don't have anything beyond this two sentences, but an upstate New York man was arrested after he arrived a day too early to pick up a family member from jail. He arrived four times as drunk as the legal limit and illegally parked in a handicapped space.
That'll do it.
But aside from that, everything's fine.
Yeah.
A Florida zoo is seeking manatee fans to sign a petition calling for the creation of an emoji bearing the likeness of the iconic Florida species.
Yes. Oh, sea cows.
Yeah.
Can we all sign that petition?
You bet.
I would love a manatee emoji.
The Lowry Park Zoo in Tampa authorized a petition on change.org calling for a manatee emoji. Well, you can go there.
I don't go to that website.
Okay, if you do, because, you know, then you'll get spammed by folks you really don't agree with.
Nah. Yep.
But anyway, Florida's Manatee Awareness Month is right now. The petition reads, "Elephants, tigers, and penguins all have emojis. Why not manatees? By creating the emoji, we'll make it easier for people to think about it and share their love for the gentle giants." So,
oh, the humanity.
I know. Speaking of, oh, the humanity, man, 13 individuals have become ill from a serious and sometimes fatal fungal infection. Center for the Disease Control and Prevention, it's called Candida auris or C. auris, fungal infection. Here's the deal. It has never been seen in the United States before.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. 7 cases have occurred between May 2013 and August 2016 in 4 states, Illinois, Maryland, New York, and New Jersey. As of the 31st of August,